ADHD is the foremost behaviorally and neurologically based syndrome in the world. There are no established etiologies, and medication and coaching are the leading first-line treatments, with arguable success. The pursuit for better approaches to reduction and/or remediation of the debilitating symptoms is essential. Dysregulations in the electroencephalogram, e.g., may hold the key towards future treatment options. The brain is the most complicated system known. It holds many of the mysteries and beauties of all living beings. When it functions well, it regulates human behavior by integrating a multitude of specialized interconnections, known as networks, between brain structures and areas, all leading to successfully completing a task. Specific dysregulations in the EEG of ADHD children are becoming more evident. A high theta/beta ratio, TBR, dysregulated alpha, beta issues, spindling, and excessive delta are surface power issues linked to specific ADHD presentations. Beyond those, findings from many studies indicate the default mode network, DMN, central executive network, CN, salience, SALN, attention dorsal, ATTDN, and the frontal parietal network, FPN, to be the most dysregulated networks in this population. Icahn study analyses of ADHD cohort. The cohort used for these analyses is from the Icahn study, which used theta/beta ratio, TBR, neurofeedback training with children aged 7 to 11 years old who were rigorously diagnosed with inattention or combined type, impulsivity and inattention, ADHD. They underwent 38 neurofeedback training sessions and 3 EEG assessments, baseline, post-treatment, and 13-week follow-up. The baseline EEG was used in this study, and future studies should examine whether baseline EEG features could predict level of success in this treatment modality, and attention improvement based upon the Connors parent and teacher rating scales using machine learning analyses. The EEG contains a vast number of data points per second, which makes it very unwieldy to study. Since we looked at coherence and phase in 5 networks, all Brodmann area connections associated with them, and in each of the main frequency bands, delta, theta, alpha 1, alpha 2, beta 1, beta 2, and high beta, each data point had at least 4 covariates and hundreds of possibilities. Using the machine learning model known as Monte Carlo, we compared these children's baseline EEG data to the NeuroGuide age-matched normative database. We used synapsedata.org to investigate connectivity dysregulations. Monte Carlo is a machine learning algorithm that generates random samples and performs deterministic computations to aggregate non-random estimations of complex data. Simply put, it grouped the same data from the large array of information and tested it multiple times to ascertain confidence in its results. In our 2023 study findings, we discovered that children with ADHD differed substantially in coherence efficiency in the DMN, SALN, and ATTDN, specifically in hypocoherence, reduced connectivity between brain regions. This makes sense considering the ADHD presentation of disorganization. By extension, Brodmann areas, BAS, 7, 10, and 11 within these networks were the most dysregulated. BA 10 and 7 are represented in Table 1 marking the BAs within the networks noted above. Our team also found BA 11 to be highly dysregulated. This area is found in the orbital prefrontal cortex, OFC, part of the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, and is closely tied to the DMN, SALN, and BA 10 in location and function. 7 Network Graphic by Ferreira et al., 2022. Caption, Brain Networks, One Atlas with 7 Networks. 7 brain networks derived from resting state fMRI data were adapted from Schaefer et al., 2018. In addition to the 3 primary dysregulated BAs, some were secondary as they were often paired with the primary ones within connectivity metrics. These included BAs 21, middle temporal gyrus, language, face/object recognition, 30, part of the cingulate, space objectivity, planning, 35, pararenal cortex, cognition, identifying objects in space, 37, fusiform gyrus, face and object recognition, 39, angular gyrus, reading, verbal reasoning, Wernicke's area, and 40, supramarginal gyrus. Executive function, language, visual motor planning. Conclusion. The findings from this study contribute to the growing body of research supporting the neurobiological basis of ADHD, particularly in large-scale network dysregulations. Identifying hypocoherence in the DMN, SALN, and ATTDN alongside Brodmann areas 7, 10, and 11 underscores the structural functional abnormalities that may drive ADHD symptomatology. The secondary dysregulated areas, such as the middle temporal gyrus, cingulate cortex, and fusiform gyrus, further refine our understanding of this population's cognitive and attentional disruptions. Importantly, these connectivity patterns may serve as neurophysiological biomarkers, providing clinicians with more targeted diagnostic tools and informing personalized neurofeedback or other intervention strategies. The use of machine learning approaches, such as Monte Carlo modeling, represents a significant step forward in handling the vast complexity of EEG data, offering predictive insights into treatment outcomes. Future research should explore these network dysregulations' longitudinal stability and responsiveness to intervention, enhancing both assessment and remediation approaches for ADHD. Key takeaways. Network dysregulation in ADHD. ADHD is associated with hypocoherence in major neural networks, particularly the DMN, SALN, and ATTDN, which impacts cognitive control and attention regulation. Brodmann area abnormalities, specific regions, such as BA7, 10, and 11, exhibit significant dysregulation, suggesting a structural functional basis for ADHD symptomatology. Secondary dysregulated regions, additional Brodmann areas linked to language, object recognition, and executive function, e.g., BAs 21, 30, 35, 37, 39, 40, also show abnormal connectivity, influencing ADHD-related cognitive deficits. Machine learning and EEG analysis, the Monte Carlo model enables advanced pattern recognition within large EEG datasets, improving biomarker identification and potentially predicting treatment outcomes. Clinical implications, these findings support the development of neurophysiological biomarkers for ADHD assessment and could inform personalized interventions, such as neurofeedback, based on specific connectivity profiles. Guest author. We are delighted to publish this essay by Dr. Cynthia Kersen, 2 PhD, KEAGT, BCN, BCB Senior Fellow, BCBHRV. Dr. Kersen is an associate professor, Saybrook University, Department of Applied Psychophysiology.